morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is working with the industry to provide value-added opportunities for wheat producers. One way to do that is by supporting the Wheat Improvement Team and the wheat breeding efforts of Oklahoma State University. Wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver says he's got some varieties in the pipeline that have the potential of offering superior quality characteristics.
I feel pretty good about this next lineup. There's a couple that really stand out for quality that I feel like we ought to separate those. They ought to go through a different supply chain so that the quality that's in those varieties can be captured by the miller, but also the producer who's producing that quality can be rewarded for it at a higher price.
And President of U.S. Wheat Associates Vince Peterson says there are countries out there willing to pay for high quality if we can deliver it.
Our place in the world no longer is a big bulk wheat supplier. We are targeting the more sophisticated markets, those that are asking for more and willing to pay for more as well.
To learn more about the efforts of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, go to okwheat.org.
It's an exciting time to be in the Hereford business. This past year was one of the best in the American Hereford Association's 138-year history, which celebrated record growth in nearly all its various facets as an organization. We caught up with AHA Executive Vice President Jack Ward in New Orleans this last week at the 2019 Cattle Industry Convention, who shared some of the association's recent achievements.
Our last fiscal year was probably the best that the American Hereford Association's had for a couple of decades. Honestly, our registrations reached over 81,000 last year. Our cow herd inventories were at 121,000 plus cows, which is the most ever since we implemented whole herd reporting. Our certified Hereford beef program sold nearly 60 million pounds, which was the most ever. And our membership is growing, right? Both junior and adult was up. And so we're very excited. The association is very healthy, and it's a strong time to be in the Hereford breed.
Interestingly, AHA's fastest growing segment is actually its junior membership. Recognizing that fact, Ward says the association has taken steps to encourage and foster young people to engage in the Hereford breed.
Our fastest growing membership is the junior, the youth, and we have a great program there in place. And as you said, we've implemented some programs to even educate our youth even further. And so it's really important, right? And we totally understand that not every junior member of the Hereford Association is ever going to go back to direct beef cattle production, but it gives us an opportunity. So no matter what career path they take, these young folks are going to be the spokespeople for our industry moving forward. And it may be just as important, if not more important, that they know about what we do in the beef cattle industry. So it's vitally important, in my opinion, and obviously to create new leaders in our industry, but also to create opportunities to educate anyone in any career path moving forward.
In addition, 2018 saw the association's certified Hereford beef program reach an all-time record high of nearly 60 million pounds of product sold. With the momentum of these various improvements and efficiencies pushing from behind, Ward says the association is well-positioned to grow exponentially moving forward.
The sky's the limit, right? And it's my job to make sure that these programs can be implemented when they're useful, the new and innovative ideas to get them to our board and have the board support, because it's important to our membership to allow them to be positioned in a very fast-paced industry, and I'm very proud of what we're doing, and absolutely we're going to stay with our foot to the pedal.
You got farm news on Ron.
It's the 4th annual Choctaw Land and Cattle Company Bull Sale, Saturday, February 16th at Boswell, Oklahoma. This year's sale features 70 performance-ready 18-month-old Angus and Sim-Angus bulls and 10 2-year-old Angus and Sim-Angus bulls. For more information or to download a catalog, go online to www.cclcattle.com or call 580-276-0070, 580-276-0070. The 4th annual Choctaw Land and Cattle Company Bull Sale.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.